Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The shooting suspect in Thursday's deadly attack on U.S. military sites in the city of Chattanooga, Tennessee, spent 7 months in Jordan last year, and investigators are trying to determine if Mohammed Yusuf Abdelaziz made contact with any extremist groups while he was there. The FBI special agent in charge, Ed Reinhold, of that investigation into Thursday's shootings.
We are exploring all travel that he has done, and we have asked our intelligence partners throughout the world to provide us with any information they may have concerning his travel and or activities while overseas.
4 U.S. Marines were killed Thursday, several other people wounded. It happened at 2 military centers in Chattanooga. Police in Nigeria say suicide bombers attacked an open-air praying area in northeastern Nigeria Friday, killing at least 13, happened in the city of Damaturu. Officials say the bombings were carried out by an elderly woman and a 10-year-old girl. Militant group Boko Haram has increasingly used young women and girls as human bombs, raising fears that the group is forcing some of its hundreds of captives to carry out its attacks. Iraqi officials are saying about 100 people were killed in a suicide car bombing in the country's eastern Diyala province and one of the deadliest attacks carried out by the Islamic State militants since they overran large parts of Iraq. Medics said the blast on Friday at a marketplace in the mainly Shiite town of Khan Bani Saad also wounded more than 70. Many people had gathered in the marketplace to celebrate the end of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, among the victims, women and children. This is VOA News. Supporters of Egypt's outlawed Muslim Brotherhood group clashed with police in several suburbs of Cairo on Friday, on the first day of the holiday marking the end of Ramadan. Police say a number of people were killed in scattered violence. Edward Uranian has details.
Amateur video showed small groups of young men throwing stones and shooting firecrackers at police outside Cairo near the Grand Pyramids of Giza. Police appeared to respond by firing tear gas. Egypt's Interior Ministry claimed that armed individuals fired live rounds at police from a bridge overlooking the street where clashes took place. VOA could not independently confirm the source of the gunfire. Witnesses say protesters were trying to block traffic on a main boulevard near the pyramids, but police prevented them from reaching the area. The Muslim Brotherhood group reportedly urged its supporters to demonstrate against the government to mark the end of Ramadan. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Uneasy about the Iran nuclear deal, Saudi Arabia on Friday sent its foreign minister Adel al-Jubeir to the White House, where he received assurances from President Obama. Saudi leaders have criticized the U.S. overtures to Iran. Mr. Jubeir spoke with reporters Friday at the White House.
If a deal is implemented, that the Iranians will use this deal in order to improve the economic situation in Iran and to improve the lot of the Iranian people and not use it for adventures in the region.
Saudis also have expressed doubts that the deal would stop Iran from developing a nuclear weapon. Ukrainians marked the first anniversary Friday of the downing of the Malaysian Airlines passenger plane by a missile over the rebel-held eastern part of the country. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko called the downing of Flight 17 a ruthless terrorist act and said the fatal missile shot could only have happened with the participation from Russia. Ukraine blames pro-Russian rebels for the plane shoot down. Russia and the rebels deny any responsibility and blame Ukrainian forces for the downing of Flight 17. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras reshuffled his cabinet on Friday to replace ministers who voted against the tough austerity reforms demanded by Athens' international creditors. Greece has already won an increase on the cap for its emergency funding from the European Central Bank. Eurozone finance ministers agreed to hand Athens a short-term loan to meet its immediate debts and also open talks on a new 3-year, $94 billion bailout, which would be the country's third in 5 years. Got more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.